od Frankova.
Have you ever wondered what word people use most frequently? In Czech it's dítě or child, at least as far as nouns go. One of the most common words in general are voni, prostě, teda or bejt. That you have never come across these expressions? That's because they are used mostly in spoken, not written Czech, which is practically a language of its own. The linguist František Čermák, together with colleagues, classified the words of spoken Czech and created a new Czech dictionary, Frekvenční slovník mluvené češtiny, or the Frequency Dictionary of Spoken Czech. From 1988 to 1995, Mr. Čermák and his team collected samples of speech by nearly 500 people and recorded some 800,000 words. They described and classified each and every one of them to record how often they are used. Why would anyone need to know that, you might wonder? František Čermák explains.
This part of the language has never been covered by a dictionary since, as you know, in Czech or for Czech, there is this sort of schism existing between the spoken language and the written one. Basically what children at school are taught is the literary, the standard one, which is in sharp contrast to what they have been taught at home.
However, unlike most of the other European languages, there is only one official version of Czech, and that's the literary or written Czech.
On psychological terms, people might be viewed as being slightly schizophrenic because they do grow up in one language and then at school they are being taught another one and being told, which is awfully wrong psychologically, that whatever they've been using for the six first years of their life is wrong, it's not the correct language, which I find detestable, of course, and difficult to accept. So this was also one of the reasons why we try to cover spoken language here.
So, what are the most apparent differences between spoken and written Czech? The spoken language is, of course, much simpler. When we speak, we usually drop out old-fashioned and complicated words. Spoken Czech has a unified morphology, that is, the system of grammatical endings. Adjectives like dobrý or špatný, good or bad, are usually pronounced as dobrej and špatnej. The spoken language also has a different phonology. There is, for example, the prothetic V, such as in the word obraz, or painting, which is commonly pronounced as vobraz. But spoken Czech is mainly distinguished by a frequent use of certain word classes, as František Čermák explains.
You have to imagine a typical situation for a spoken conversation, which is always taking place somewhere, so there is a place, and sometimes, so there is a time factor. And this involves a sort of heightened, enormously heightened use of demonstrative pronouns like that, there, here, then or now, you know, all of this. So you have all of these spatio-temporal sort of setting which usually do not find in books.
What is probably most striking is the extremely frequent use of the pronoun I. You would almost never see it in written Czech where it's considered to be improper.
One usually, especially in writing, doesn't use it very much. And as you know, of course, Czech doesn't require it grammatically. You don't have to say "já píšu" as in English, I'm writing, where it is compulsory. You can say "já píšu," and the I is implied by the ending. But the spoken language, usually for the contrast's sake, the I is actually pronounced very often. And of course, you, so it's basically a dialogue.
Apart from pronouns, one of the most frequent word classes in spoken Czech are particles, which are perhaps not that common in English. Spoken Czech, on the other hand, is full of these words like vždyť, no, aby, že jo, that would be translated something like after all, well, right. They allow people to express evaluation, positive or negative attitudes, and all sorts of expectations or doubts. As far as the most frequent nouns go, Czech is not different from other languages. People most often speak about things that are in the center of their lives. The nouns used most frequently in common conversation are child, people, work, woman, man, school, family, summer, problem, and, not surprisingly, money. To get a really authentic picture of spoken Czech, the team headed by Mr. Čermák had to gather a representative sample. The survey questioned women and men, people of various age and educational backgrounds. All of the samples were recorded in Prague.
What we did not want to do is to record dialects. What we tried to do is to cover the spoken language, which is not dialectal, but still which is common to all sorts of territories. So what we did is we decided after some thinking that it is the capital, Prague in this case, which basically offers you a sort of cross-section of all types of people from all regions because they do come here, live here.
Because people might be nervous when interviewed and their speech wouldn't sound authentic, the academics cheated a little bit.
We didn't tell them we want the language and we want instead their views on some broad sociological questions. So people concentrated on the contents and not on the form of the language.
Unlike in English, it is difficult to trace the social background of the speaker, but judging by the word's usage, experts could probably guess whether it's a woman or a man.
Women are usually a little bit less outspoken. And if you do not actually come across a sort of situation where these people quarrel, but these are difficult to find actually because you cannot say people are, please quarrel for our sake. But women usually are a little bit more conservative in the use of certain types of opinion.
The work on the frequency dictionary started at the end of the communist era, and therefore it provides a unique record of the language and its changes in time. That, however, was not the main intention of its authors. But František Čermák hopes other academics will use it as a starting point for further research of this kind.
What we do really hope is that some descriptions and maybe some applications based on it, which will hopefully follow, might use the dictionary because, as you know, all of the textbooks in any language are basically based on the literary language, which has this sort of result that whenever people who have passed a course in Czech, learning Czech by this means, basically are lost in a Prague pub when hearing and perhaps talking to people, because what is actually used on the street is quite different, as you know.
So if you want to speak the Czech that real Czechs do, wait for some more authentic textbooks or come to the Czech Republic and listen, because that's the only way you can really learn the language.